Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going to build a dark side intro using resampling in Ableton Live 12, and we're doing it in a way that feels proper jungle, proper old school drum and bass, like the record is about to open with a story before the breaks smash in. Now, the big idea here is simple. We are not just adding effects to a vocal. We're going to process it, print it to audio, chop it, automate it, and print it again. That resampling workflow is where the magic happens, because it turns a basic vocal phrase into something gritty, haunted, rhythmic, and full of movement. For this lesson, use a short vocal sample. Keep it small. One word, a little phrase, a breath, a spoken line, something with character. You do not want a huge long sentence here. In drum and bass intros, short vocal fragments usually hit harder because they leave room for the drums, the sub, and the atmosphere. Start by dragging your vocal into simpler on a MIDI track. Set it up in a way that makes sense for the sample. If you want manual control and a more deliberate feel, classic mode is great. If you want the full phrase to play from each note, one shot works well too. Keep the voice count to one so it stays tight and focused. Make sure the gain is healthy, but not clipping, and if the vocal needs to lock to tempo, turn warp on. Now let's build the first effect chain. After simpler, add auto filter, saturator, delay, reverb, and EQ8. This is your basic dark intro chain. The goal right now is mood and tension, not huge size. Set the auto filter to a low pass so the vocal starts murky and restrained. Something around 300 to 800 Hz is a good starting point, depending on the sample. Add a little resonance, just enough to give the filter some character. Then hit it with a touch of saturator drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB, just to rough it up a bit. That little bit of dirt helps the vocal feel less clean and more underground. Then bring in delay. Keep the feedback moderate or low at first. A 1/8 or 1/4 delay can give you that classic echo tail without washing everything out. After that, add reverb. You want atmosphere here, but be careful not to drown the vocal too early. A decay somewhere around 2.5 to 5 seconds can work nicely. Finally, use EQ8 to clean up the low end. High pass the vocal so it is not fighting the future bass line. Usually somewhere around 120 to 180 Hz is a solid starting range. At this point, just listen. You should hear a dark, moody vocal that already feels like the beginning of a tune. If it sounds too clean, add a little more drive. If it sounds too bright, lower the filter or cut a bit more with EQ. This first pass is about creating a vibe that feels like a cold open before the drop. Now comes the fun part. We are going to print this as audio. Create a new audio track and set its input to resampling. Arm that track, then play the vocal through the effect chain and record at least 4 bars. This captures the tails, the echoes, and any little imperfections in the performance. And that's important. In jungle and old school DNB, those tiny imperfect details are often what make things feel alive. A delay tail might land slightly weird. A filter sweep might blur in a cool way. A reverb tail might smear into the next bar. That's not a mistake. That's character. Once the audio is recorded, rename it right away. Something simple like Vox Resample 1. That kind of organization saves your life later when you've got multiple layers going. Now take that resampled audio and either drag it into simpler and use slice mode, or cut it manually in arrangement view. For beginners, I'd say use simpler slice mode. Let Ableton detect the transients, then trigger the slices from MIDI notes. This turns the vocal into a playable instrument. Try a simple phrase first, maybe one chop on beat 1, another on beat 3, and a little answer at the end of the bar. Keep it sparse at first. A lot of beginner producers overchop vocals and lose the identity of the phrase. You want the chops to feel like they're talking back and forth, like a call and response. That's a very classic DNB move. Now we add movement. Automate the cutoff on the filter over 4 or 8 bars. Start dark and slowly open it up. For example, you might begin around 250 to 500 Hz and open toward 1.5 to 4 kHz by the end of the section. Don't make it a cheesy giant sweep. Keep it smooth and controlled, like the intro is slowly waking up. You can also automate the delay feedback a little, and bring the reverb dry slash wet up gradually toward the end of the phrase. That way, the intro evolves as it plays. And that evolution matters. In DNB, even when the drums are not fully in yet, the arrangement still needs to move. Motion is what keeps the listener locked in. Now for the secret weapon. Resample the chopped version again. Yes, print it again. Create another audio track set to resampling. Then record the chopped vocal performance while you tweak a few things live. Move the filter a little. Push the delay feedback. Change the reverb amount. Maybe shift a slice slightly. The point is to capture a second-generation version that feels more committed and more textured. This is where the sound gets more haunted and more real. The second print often feels less obviously MIDI-based and more like an actual performance. That suits Jungle and Darker D&B really well. After you record it, you can even reverse a tail or trim a few edges to make it more menacing. Now clean up the low end and the stereo image. Use EQ 8 to keep the vocal out of the sub-range. If there is any mod around 250 to 500 Hz, dip it a little. If the vocal is harsh, tame the 2.5 to 5 kHz zone. Then use utility to keep the core vocal fairly centered. You can make a wider atmospheric layer if you want, but the main rhythmic vocal should stay solid and controlled in the middle. That center space matters, because your kick, snare, and sub will need it later. A lot of intro problems come from people making the vocal too wide and too huge, and then the drop has nowhere to land. At this stage, think like an arranger, not just a sound designer. Put the vocal intro into a real structure. Bars 1 to 4 can be the dark filtered teaser. Bars 5 to 8 can bring in the chopped resampled layer with more delay and reverb. Then, if you want, you can add a subtle break texture or some distant percussion in bars 9 to 12. If you are building a longer intro, keep it breathing. Do not fill every second with sound. That restraint is part of the vibe. Old school D&B intros often feel powerful because they leave space. They make the listener lean in. The vocal becomes the hook, the atmosphere, the storyteller. If you want to push the jungle flavor a little further, add one extra layer very quietly. Maybe a reversed vocal tail, a bit of vinyl room noise, a distant pad, or a chopped break texture. Keep it low in the mix. This layer should support the intro, not steal attention from the main vocal idea. Here's a useful teacher tip. At some point, mute the effects and listen to the chopped vocal rhythm by itself. If it grooves on its own, you're in good shape. If it only works because of a huge reverb or a bunch of processing, the core idea may be too weak. A strong D&B intro still has to work as rhythm, even before the atmosphere is added. Also, monitor at lower volume. Dark intros can feel massive when loud, but the real test is whether the phrase still has attitude when the level comes down. If it still feels eerie and interesting quietly, the concept is solid. A couple of common mistakes to avoid here. First, do not drown the vocal in reverb from the start. Let the space build over time. Second, don't leave the vocal sitting in the low end. High-pass it. Third, don't overchop everything into tiny pieces. Keep some recognizable identity in the phrase. And finally, organize your resamples. Name everything clearly, because once you start printing layers, it gets messy fast. One more nice move is to leave a little imperfection in place. Tiny clicks, rough slice edges, slightly uneven timing. That grime is part of the aesthetic. This style does not need to sound polished in a modern pop way. It needs to feel lived in, like it came from an old tape machine, a sampler, and a smoky club system. To finish, do one final resample or bounce of the whole intro section. Then listen like a DJ. Ask yourself, does this grab attention in the first bar or two? Does it grow over 4 to 8 bars? Is the drop ready to hit after this? If the answer is yes, you've done the job. So remember the workflow. Process the vocal, resample it, chop it, automate it, then resample it again. That is how you turn a simple vocal phrase into a dark, evolving, jungle-ready D&B intro. Now go make it eerie, make it rhythmic, and make it feel like the floor is about to drop out underneath a crowd.